I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Shake down, break down, take down, everybody wants to keep the crowd alive. Break down, take down, the bus stand.
Do it live!
Oh, good for you!
Playoffs?
We talking about practice, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Breakdown Breakdown. This is the show where I, Jeremy Henson, break down celebrity breakdowns. Hopefully you've heard most of the shows by now. I've broken down Charlie Sheen, Allen Iverson, Alec Baldwin. I've even broken down a couple of my own breakdowns, and what I'm trying to do with this show is just explore the why we obsess, why we Americans, and I'm assuming people across the world, obsess over building these celebrities up and then watching them as they break down. It seems to be a large part of our entertainment. You look at TMZ, you look at YouTube, you look at Entertainment Tonight, Entertainment Weekly, and everybody. Even CNN I've seen cover, for instance, Tom Cruise. They covered, I remember getting breaking news over Tom Cruise's meltdown on Oprah. So it's something that we, as a society, tend to obsess over, and I'm exploring that with the Breakdown Breakdown. So come with me as we explore this week's topic, Mariah Carey. Now, you might be asking yourself, Jeremy, well, I guess you're not me. You might be asking yourself, listener, which one are you going to break down? Are you going to break down the time where she had the, I guess it was, she claimed there was some sort of technical malfunction with the microphones while she was singing at one point. You've got the 2014 lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center where she was just basically screeching all night. No, I'm talking about 2001, July, when she went on Carson Daly's TRL. My older listeners will probably remember that. My younger listeners will probably say, huh? But before I get into the clips for that video, I want to set this up a little bit. Just remind you exactly where Mariah was at this point, okay? Because that's what's important to me in breaking these things down. We all know who Mariah Carey is for the most part. Again, some of the younger listeners might not necessarily understand how big she was in 2001. So just going back, she's won 5 Grammys to start off with. In 88, she released her self-titled debut album. It's called Mariah Carey. She had 4 number ones on that album. And she did win, I believe, 2 Grammys. She performed at the Grammys that year, and she went from, you know, being kind of respected to being this breakout superstar. She had married the co-owner and, like, her producer, basically. Tommy Mottola is his name. Headed Sony Music Entertainment and Columbia for about 15 years. Shortly after that, in 1991, she began work on Emotions, which had a couple big hits as well. And this whole time, don't forget, this is back when MTV was making superstars out of these people. This was before YouTube was making stars. MTV was the original YouTube, I guess, in that aspect. So she's going along. She's having, you know, hit after hit after hit, huge music video after massive music video. She ends up divorcing Tommy Mottola, and she goes over and signs with Virgin Records in April 2001, where she gets a $100 million contract with them. Lots of pressure, I would imagine, going along with a $100 million contract. Aside from that, she's working on Glitter, which is semi-autobiographical. From what I understand, she was the writer, producer, and star of that show. But not only is she writing, producing, and starring, there is a soundtrack that goes along with it. So she's working herself to the bone.
After her divorce, Mariah seemed to enjoy her new freedom.
Come on.
she developed a sexier public image. The tabloids took notice, and her romances, like the one with Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter, started to make headlines. Mariah continued to produce hit after hit, but her fierce passion and drive started to lead to bouts of insomnia. She was on a fast-moving treadmill and was having trouble keeping the pace.
I unknowingly had imposed this intense, like, work ethic on myself that nobody could maintain.
Let's talk a little bit about that work ethic, because it's one thing to say Mariah Carey's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to say Mariah Carey is a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between the two. You are a workaholic?
I don't know if it's workaholic, but it's the nature of this business. But I just take that work ethic and I kind of push it past the limit.
There stories go that when you travel, members of your management company have to send more than one person with you because you work such a long day, they work in shifts just to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a hard driver of the people around you, too.
Well, at a certain point, I realized that the machine started driving everybody too hard and driving us.
The fame machine?
The fame machine is the business machine. It's the corporate machine that started getting away from all of us, not just me.
So did you catch that? She had to have multiple people working with her in order to get through the day. So she worked so hard and so long and so endlessly that multiple people had to work with her throughout the day just to get through. You know, you've got assistants that are working with you. Let's just say they're working 10-hour days. Okay. She has to have more than one assistant working with her to stagger to make it through the day because she's working so hard. I've heard her discuss in other interviews where she was working 22, 23 hours a day. So exhaustion is something that's coming into play here. Now, ahead of her movie Glitter coming out, obviously, you know, you get done filming, then you go out and you start to do promotions. That's just the nature of the beast. This is that fame machine that they were talking about in that interview with Matt Lauer. One of the stops that she makes happens to be on TRL. Now, I gotta be honest with you. When this first happened, I was in the dark about this because there was a time in my life where I did not have cable. I did not even have a TV. It's when I was in college and I was just living my life, not paying attention to any of this type of stuff. But I still listened to talk radio, goddammit. And I caught wind of this and it was pretty shocking. I'm sure everybody who, heard about this at the time and anybody who was watching TRL at the time would think that this was kind of odd, her behavior when she came on TRL to promote Glitter.
And that was I'm Real,
love
the remix.
Love a boy, come on and love me.
What the hell's that?
Give me more.
What?
So, to set the scene, whatever the hell Carson Daly's doing, I'm not sure. He's coming out of some song. And Mariah comes scooting out from behind one of the curtains. And clearly Carson is acting like he is surprised about all of this. But she's got an ice cream cart and she's wearing just a long shirt as she's coming out belting Lover Boy, which would be, hopefully the number one song coming off of the soundtrack, off of the smash hit that they have on their hands.
Mariah Carey.
Look,
the ice cream
looking cute,
truck.
Gotta say. Looking
come
cute.
On. Wow.
I was just going to commercial.
I can't push this thing. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Now, do you hear Carson? I'm just going into commercial. What are you talking about?
If you're just joining us, Mariah Carey just walked in wearing a t-shirt pushing an ice cream bin. Unannounced to me.
Oh. Wait, get the truck. Hi, Carson.
What are you doing here?
Hi.
How are you?
I just thought I'd surprise you.
What are you wearing?
Wait, look.
So he's still focusing on what are you wearing. She's got just a long shirt on that says Lover Boy on there, and she's got some gold heels and her hair is in a ponytail. She's acting rather erratically at this point.
Wait.
Holy crap.
Going over to the window like
okay,
they always
wait,
do, waving at people
wait,
out in the streets.
Where's my spot?
Streets.
I got a present for you.
Okay.
Wait, where am I supposed to stand for this?
I don't know. What are you doing here is the question.
I'm here. Can you hold this?
Yeah, sure. Again,
Carson, what are you doing here?
Your present is this shirt. You see it says Lover Boy.
Yes, of course it does.
Okay, now can you back up off me for a second?
What are you doing? Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Taking off her clothes.
Mariah Carey is stripping on TRL right now. Is it my birthday that I didn't know about it? Wow.
You like this.
I'd like to point out the people in the audience are very 2001. Very 2001.
Holy mackerel.
You like this.
Hey, can we get the AC cranked down? The AC, crank it down, get nice and cool. Wow.
Jesus. I didn't catch on. I didn't catch on that when I first heard this way back in the day. Carson Daly being rather creepy with, hey, can you turn the AC down? I think we all know what he was going for there. Jesus.
You like this?
What are you doing? What did you bring?
You're my therapy session right now, Carson.
Okay,
you see, every now and then, somebody needs a little therapy.
Yes, I understand that.
And today is that moment for me.
What's wrong? Well, you weren't.
Everything's
aren't
great.
Aren't you busy? You just came by TRL hello? To hang out? I did not know about this.
So she's wandering in the studio at this point saying hello to people, not really listening. So people were saying that she's acting rather erratic.
We're just here.
What is this you brought? Is this ice cream?
This is an ice cream truck. See, they had decorated this. Wait, try to avoid shots because these shorts are really short.
Yeah, just don't move.
Talk about the
ice cream.
But we got to discuss this. Okay.
Things look good from here.
I won't move.
Things look good from here. See, Carson.
These are just some folks on the nice street. But we like this.
Mariah Carey's okay. Lost her mind. I don't know exactly what's going on here. I was going commercial break
out of the other video, and I hear her singing.
You bought ice cream.
Look at the ice cream truck. I bought everybody presents. Hold on.
All right, Mariah, here. I got to go to break. They're killing me. And I didn't know about this. We'll be right back with Mariah Carey on TRL.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Mariah Carey's lost her mind.
So I got to admit, that's pretty erratic. I don't know if necessarily...
Lost her mind.
I don't know if she's necessarily lost her mind, but she is acting rather erratically. She has spoken in the press about how she's tired. She said she went on there for some for a little bit of therapy, okay? Now, what strikes me about this is the fact that everybody claims that nobody knew Mariah Carey was going to be at TRL. So Carson has what's called an IFB. In his ear. You see it all the time. You know, in movies, when the FBI guy is at, somebody's yapping in his ear and he takes it out, and it looks like, just a little earpiece. He's got that thing in there. Producers are talking to him the entire time. The other thing is, you can't see the video, but I tried to describe it to you. She comes from behind a curtain. And you could hear, she has a microphone in her hand. So unless she bum rushed a techie backstage and got a microphone, punched it into the soundboard. By the way, it's wireless, so it has to be... This is not a surprise that she came onto that set. It's not a surprise. So Carson acting surprised to me is odd. Why? Why are you acting surprised? It must be a bit that they're doing, if you ask me. Now, there are things that happened in the next few days after this quote-unquote... meltdown, this breakdown on TRL. She is the very next day. She goes out to a signing at one of the malls in the New York City area, and she's acting kind of odd there as well.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Okay.
What?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I just think I'm a human being that's trying to live like everybody else. I don't know what I am other than a person that needs one day. Like, this is my kind of like my day off, and although it's not, when I spend a few minutes with the kids in the Fresh Air Fund, everything's going to be okay.
I should point out, she has a boombox, pink boombox, that is playing gospel as she's walking around this place.
John Peachy's a gospel artist, and that's what we're all just living in the moment of being positive, and there's like people called haters. No, Cindy,
let's go. Let's
one more
go.
Thing.
No,
and we
no,
give them positivity.
Let's go. Stop.
You see, I can't let's even go. Get a minute. Let's go. Bye.
Okay, so who is that? Who is this lady that just took her microphone from her? This is her publicist. Her publicist at this point was going around trying to put out these little fires at Mariah was lighting. So within a few days of that appearance, that was July 20th, 21st, somewhere around there, she ends up checking herself into a hospital, claiming exhaustion. Now, a lot of people, you hear about this a lot with celebrities, that they're checking into the hospital for exhaustion. It's become a little bit of a cliche, but based off of you know, what we're seeing here with her interview with Matt Lauer explaining that she's a workaholic essentially, and she, you know, you need multiple assistants to help get her through the day. She just signed a $100 million contract with Virgin. She is producing a movie. She's producing a soundtrack. She's doing all the appearances for that. Look, I'm not saying that this is hard work, but it's still work. These people, you know, these celebrities going out there, even if you're just awake for 22 hours in a day and sitting there watching TV, only getting 2 hours of sleep a night, that can kill you. It's not good. So she, to me, this matches up with being exhausted. This isn't somebody just out partying and claiming they're exhausted, like a la, you know, Lindsay Lohan, something like that. This is somebody who's creating their own and managing their own career, performing on top of it and doing her own self-promotion. Doing, you know, it can be exhausting. I'm going to give it to her. Now, something else that came up during this time frame was a cryptic message that she had left on her own website that some people said might have been suicidal in nature.
I just want you to know that I'm trying to understand things in life right now. And so I really don't feel that I should be doing music right now. I just can't trust anybody anymore right now because I don't understand what's going on.
Now, but what's going on at this point? So she gets to the hospital. She gets out in time to start promoting again, Glitter, which by all accounts is going to end up being a turd. I'm not gonna lie to you. Rotten Tomatoes has it sitting at 7% by the critics. Some of these critics have some wonderful things to say, like Megan Rosenfeld from The Washington Post, one of the top critics, said, "We don't have much space to tell you about Glitter, so we'll be blunt. This star vehicle for Mariah Carey is primarily a showcase for her breasts," which, for my money, anywho's. Now, this actually was released on September 21st, 2001. You recall, just 10 days prior to that, there was a little thing called 9/11. They actually pushed it back due to her, you know, checking into the facility. Then they had to push it back again because of September 11th. So this thing basically got buried. But nonetheless, critics also panned it. Now, according to Box Office Mojo, the domestic gross for this film was $4 million. 4.3 almost. We'll give her the 0.3. $4.3 million grossed on a $22 million budget. That doesn't even include the soundtrack either. So they lost their ass on this. And not to mention, Loverboy is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
We've got a new voice.
Yeah, so normally in this situation, I would play some sort of song that's been created to make fun of the person's breakdown, but I think this is good enough. And watching this video, I can attest to what that reviewer said, that it was really just a vehicle for her breasts. I can see that now. Makes perfect sense based off what I'm seeing in this video. So, the movie bombs, the soundtrack doesn't do very well, and through it all, Virgin agrees to pay Carey a reported $28 million to end her contract. So she signs a $100 million contract, the movie and the soundtrack comes out, they're awful, and they think it's going to be better to pay her $28 million to go away. In which case she then signs with the Island Def Jam Music Group. But there is something I wanted to go back to here and discuss just a little bit with you. This is a 2002 interview with Oprah Winfrey. You remember Oprah. They actually played the video of her breaking down a little bit, and they did their own breakdown.
That was reportedly just days before you checked yourself into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So what was going on with you that day?
Okay, first of all, Carson had an earpiece in his ear.
So he knew you were coming on.
He knew I was coming on, but it was a setup act, and he didn't know about the shirt thing, but I purposely wore two shirts underneath it and shorts, and we were going to do a gag. Mm-hmm. So they were like, oh, is she stripping? Is she not stripping?
Well, he said Mariah Carey stripping for me.
Right, right. Okay, is it my birthday? Whatever. And then they kept trying to communicate with him through the earpiece, and I'm going fast, because when I'm tired, I tend to just on like adrenaline rush and keep going. It's called speeding. Well, if you want to call it that, we're getting technical now. But I think I had just been talking to somebody and saying, oh, like, it'd be nice to have a day to just hang out and, you know, I don't know where the therapy session was like a joke. But to me, like, that's not even saying anything that should be looked down upon or frowned on. But in the context of going on a show and stripping with ice cream.
She's got a point. Shouldn't be looked down on. I'm with you on that.
I had been exhausted and hospitalized. People were like, okay, that was a cry for help. You know what I mean? But if you look back at all my TRL appearances, that's quite consistent with, you know, the show. It's not like I was here on your show and came out stripping, or I was on Dateline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? TRL is where artists go to have fun and do,
okay, let me ask you this.
Things.
At that point, though, were you feeling, because one of the things
exhausted.
I want to talk about is when you say emotional breakdown and physical breakdown, is that different than, say, a nervous breakdown?
Yes.
It is different. And how is it different?
Well, I believe from my knowledge of what, you know, upon looking
into
it.
You know what? Think about it. I'll let you answer it when I come back.
Oh, what a great tease, Oprah. Jesus. Sorry. she went to the Ryan Seacrest School of Teasing on that one. So Mariah's walking it back a little bit, but it doesn't change the fact that she, you know, had a little bit of a breakdown at the mall the day before where a publicist had to pull the microphone away from her. She then checked herself into the hospital for exhaustion. So to me, it doesn't appear that they are mutually exclusive of each other. They appear to be combined. Now, what's the big deal? I don't know. I guess nothing really. To me, this is a kind of a non-breakdown. She did what she was supposed to do. She had a little breakdown in public, and she got checked in to address the issues. I kind of applaud her for this. So Oprah was in 2002. Not long after that appearance on Oprah, she had Charm Bracelet come out, which that went platinum. And then The Emancipation of Mimi came out. And that thing, that is certified 10 times platinum just in America. So that was We Belong Together, which ended up being, up to that point, Mariah's biggest song that she ever had. So clearly she's doing okay at this point. According to Wikipedia, anyway, the song was named Song of the 2000s by Billboard. So clearly she bounced back. Now, I would be remiss if I don't bring up one thing that has happened since 2001. Now, this kind of proves my point a little bit in the fact that it's almost a non-issue for people, because she is the gift that keeps on giving as far as this type of thing goes. She was performing live in 2014 at the Lighting of the Christmas Tree there at Rockefeller Center in New York City, and someone, I believe maybe someone with NBC, who might have had an axe to grind with her, obtained the isolated vocals from the performance and released it for everybody. And this here is just a little sample of that.
Make my wish come true for Christmas. make my wish come true. I'm just gonna keep on waiting. Woo, 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 woo. You. I hear those bells ringing. Won't you please bring my baby to me? So make my wish come true. You.
All right, I'm not going to make you keep listening to stuff like that. I apologize. There's, of course, the other one where she was clearly lip syncing and she just stood there mouthing the words for a while and blamed everything on the mic tech. So, yeah, she's a gift that keeps on giving, but apparently everything is cool these days. So much so that recently she went on the big celebrity show to end all celebrity shows, which is somehow... Carpool Karaoke. James Corden hosts Carpool Karaoke, where celebrities go on and they sing. You know what? It's hard to explain if you haven't seen it. Celebrities go on and they sing some of their most famous songs with James Corden. I'm going to let it play.
Thank you so much for helping me with my Christmas shopping. I cannot tell you.
Oh, wow. Another showcase for her breasts. Okay.
What would be the best gift? What would you want for Christmas?
I don't know. Maybe I don't want to ask her something with.
Go on.
Too
just put it out there. Put it out there.
I want you to sing my song. All I want for Christmas is you.
Ah, so see, look at what they did there. It was a setup. It was a gag, kind of like what was supposed to be going on TRL. What do you want for Christmas? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we could sing Carpool Karaoke together. I think Carson Daly should take a cue from James Corden and perhaps play along next time.
Oh, who'd have thought?
I can't
now
believe
it's
it.
Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
I'm sorry, James, let her sing. Ah, Adele. It's a compilation. People I don't know. I'm not up on pop culture. Elton John! Okay, alright, I know who that is. Selena Gomez. So yeah, she's huge now. Lady Gaga, they're all singing Mariah Carey's biggest Christmas song of all time. I'm going to let this go. I'm going to let you guys listen to this, and I'm going to call it a day. Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right, I'm not going to let it play the entire time because we might have to pay for that. But hopefully that gets you in the Christmas spirit. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow the show on Twitter at Breakdown Breakdown. Take out all the vowels. It's BRKDWN, BRKDWN. We've got a Facebook page. Find us over there. You can follow me personally, Jeremy, on Twitter at Ain't No Swayze. If you would like me to break something down specifically, reach out, let me know what we're looking for. I've got a couple on the books here that I'm interested in, and I'm interested in what you're interested in. So thank you very much, guys. I don't know who I'm waving at. This is kind of pointless. This is not a visual medium. Have a good evening or day. This is supposed to be timeless. Evergreen. Have a good one, everyone.